Hello and welcome to The Den of Inquiry, a podcast brought to you by Rollicking Politics for 9 to 12-year-olds and their adults that uses poetry to start tricky conversations about democracy, the rule of law and individual liberty. I'm Miranda Duffy and I'm joined by Carrot.
Hello.
Who's 11.
And Sir Nincompoop.
Sir Nincompoop, who's 9.
Hello.
And by our studio audience, Woof, who is responsible for any snoring that may be heard. In our second episode this series, we talked about democracy. Is it more than just about voting? And we talked through the poem Democracy Rocks. Do you remember?
Yes.
And we asked, as part of that poem, who leads? Think what they've done to date, renewing the pact between voter and state. And I wanted to go back to this today because it always strikes me, every time we watch the news, that no one ever, so not just now, seems to have anything good to say about any government. And that's particularly true in democracies where we have the right to have a really good moan about them, one which we all enjoy enormously. But if they're all so useless, why do we have them? So let's look at that and ask today's question, which is, why do we need a government? But first, look what I found. In my hand is a gourmet marshmallow. Would either of you like it?
Yes, please. Where did you get it from?
Oh, well, magic. But it was the last one. So who wants it?
Me.
Oh, okay. We're going to have to work out a way of doing it. Well, let's wait until the end.
No way. No. Why do we have to wait until the end? Is this some, like...
a trick.
Some tactic for the podcast?
Well spotted. It was a shameless tactic for the podcast. But let's come back to this later. Perhaps even after the podcast.
I thought it was marshmallow.
Oh, I'm so mean. Sorry about that. My marshmallow. Carrot, this might help us to understand the poem. Could you please read Bun Fight by me, Miranda Duffy?
It started on the rumour mill. This bug made people really ill. What seemed like very far away was here, right now. And here to stay. Don't hoard, they said, to no surprise. We hurried out and grabbed supplies. Stay in, shut down. We all took fright, and it ended in a big bun fight. Shop shelves were stripped until they were bare. Key workers spent, found nothing there. The shops ran out of loo roll too. How much poo do you think we do? No pasta, flour, fresh veg or rice. We all ignored the state's advice. Survival traps of feed or flight can all end up in a big bun fight. Enough, said those who have the role of public order to control. Elected as they are to lead, decide and judge what others need. For if consumed by our own excess, life's nasty, brutish, short, a mess. Without someone with oversight, it all ends up in a big bun fight.
Well done, well read.
I feel like I know the answer to the question.
Okay, well, go on then. So what do you think the answer is?
Because if, like, what would happen if we didn't have one? Everyone would just be rushing in and getting it for free and not paying.
Well, that's a very good point. Well done, that's brilliant.
Can I have the gourmet marshmallow?
I was gonna ask.
Is that why the enthusiasm was there?
Yeah.
Brilliant. How about we go through the poem?
And then I get it.
So, Nincompoop, could you please read the first stanza again and then tell me of any words that you don't understand?
It started on the rumour mill. This bug made people really ill. What seemed like very far away was here, right now, and here to stay. Don't hoard, they said, to no surprise. We hurried and grabbed supplies. Stay in, shut down, we all took fright. It ended up in a big bun fight.
Brilliant, well done. So are there any words that you don't understand?
Big bun.
Big bun fight. So do you know the expression bun fight?
No.
Well, it means that when people start chucking things at each other because they haven't found a better way of resolving it. So it's an argument.
The good thing that you can chuck at me is that marshmallow.
Oh, is that why you got the marshmallow now?
I'm going to eat that if you're not careful.
No, please, we need the marshmallow.
In front of you. Oh, I'm sorry. So let's go through it. It started on the rumour mill. What did I mean by that?
Is that like a hospital? Corona.
The rumour mill is metaphorically, it's like an imaginary non-existent platform where all rumours are spread. And it's like a water mill. And the water mill, they have the big wooden things and they push water around. And the rumour mill, the rumours could be the water and the mill is just pushing them all around.
Well done. That's a really good description of it. It's just a phrase that means means it's gossip, it's word of mouth. And it goes around and it perpetuates itself into something more. And people started thinking, what is this? I mean, this sounds terrifying, but we didn't have enough information. So many of the gaps were filled just by rumour or a bit of panic. And it felt very far away. Why was that?
Because you didn't know, you felt that at one point it would come up in a country and say that, like, the president or prime minister has corona and you think it's far away so it won't come near, but then really it could have spread around.
Oh, that's right.
It felt really far away because it started all the way in China, and diseases don't really go all over the world if it starts in one country. But this disease is special because it took 5 days for those people to get symptoms. So in those 5 days, they could have travelled all around the world and it could have been discovered much later.
And that's what exactly what happened. It seemed initially like somebody else's bad dream. And then suddenly it was here. And then it was in Italy, wasn't it?
And then
suddenly...
America.
Yeah, and
America's really bad, though.
They've had it badly, haven't they? And we went into shutdown and it felt like...
lockdown.
Yes, but I mean, you know, the shops were shut down and it took everybody by surprise. So what do you think is meant by don't hoard, they said?
Like, don't take more than you need.
Well, yes, so hoarding means when supplies are restricted, you took more than your fair share for that rainy day, which means others went without.
And sometimes people like you hoarded marshmallows that needed to be given to people like me.
Sorry about that, they're still sitting next to me. But yes, so hoarding happens when people are scared that supplies are running out. So when they're being rationed, for example, and then they take more than they need immediately, and that means that others have to go without. But it was really to no surprise. We hurried out and grabbed supplies. So why was it no surprise?
Because everyone is thinking, we've got to get lots of everything before everything runs out. Because that happened, it became the reality.
Yes, so people were scared. Stay in, shut down. We all took fright and it ended up in a big bun fight. So people went out thinking, well, I don't know if I can get out to the shops. I don't know if this is now going to become just buying some bread could be a life or death decision at that stage. We just genuinely didn't know initially. So, Sininkapoot, can you please read the second stanza?
Yay. Shop shelves were stripped till they were bare. Key workers found. Nothing there. The shop ran out of loo roll too. Just how much poo do you think we do? No pasta, flour, fresh veg or rice. We'd all ignore the state advice. Survival traits of feed or flight can all end up in a big bum fight.
Well done. So
I did like one
that phrase does pop up
a lot.
Yeah. Big bum fight.
Well, the last line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let's think. Shop shelves. Can you hear the alliteration there?
Yeah.
You can. Shop shelves were stripped till they were bare. Key workers spent found nothing there. There was a particular video that I was thinking of here, and a key worker, a nurse, went after an exhausting shift and she was obviously shattered. And she went to her local supermarket to buy some food and she walked in and all the shelves had been stripped so she couldn't buy what she needed to buy. And it woke us up a bit to say that we're fine, we're all inside and there are people out there who are working incredibly hard for us all and they're the ones who don't seem to have anything to eat right now. And the shops ran out of loo roll too. I think we were all quite shocked by that. But when somebody says, there isn't any left, you immediately think, hold on a second, have we got enough as well? Let's have no pasta, flour, fish, veg or rice. We'd all ignored the state's advice. So what was the state's advice?
It was not to hoard because otherwise there would not be enough for everyone else. Stay inside as much as you can and go exercising the bare minimum to keep healthy but not to try spread.
Well, that's right. So there was a balance, wasn't there, between this is going to be okay for most people if you adhere to the regulations that we've set, believe in our supply chains. There might be a slight disruption, but they're strong enough to continue. And they were, to be fair. We couldn't find flour for a while, but there were other things, fortunately, so it wasn't a big problem. And what do I mean here by survival traits of feed or flight can all end up in a big bun fight?
That's something I'm actually not sure of.
Same.
Okay. Well, when you think about the survival traits that we watch when we watch Sir David Attenborough's programmes, when animals or birds fight each other, don't they, for food.
Yeah, and it can be very sad because some, like, baby animals die in it. Like, in a few episodes, some got eaten.
And I think that's it, because when people need to feed themselves or to feed their family, they very quickly start thinking about how do we do this, and then normal rules no longer apply. So, Slinkapook, could you please read the third stanzas?
Okay. Enough, said those who have the role of public order to control. Electors as they are to lead, decide and judge what others need. For if consumed by our own excess, life's nasty, brutish, short, a mess. With someone oversight, it all ends up in a big bum fight.
Brilliant, well done. So, enough said those who have the role of public order to control. Who are they?
The Prime Minister and his people.
Right.
Agreed.
And elected as they are to lead, decide and judge what others need.
That's like, when the Prime Minister is elected, they are there to judge what others should do, like, for the whole country, to make a decision.
Good. And what about public order? What is that?
I'm not quite sure on that one.
I think it is keeping the rules so everybody feels safe and making sure that nobody's silly and no one's threatened and that society works. And the last four lines, if consumed by our own excess, life's nasty, brutish, short, a mess. Without someone with oversight, it all ends up in a big bun fight.
For if consumed by our own excess, it's like you're in a different world and it's controlled by your own excess. It's like you think you need to have more because you can't live without it.
Well, that's right. If we only think about ourselves and what more we need, then life's nasty, brutish, short, a mess. Now, this line is actually taken from a political philosopher from the 17th century called Thomas Hobbes, who said that without a government, life's poor, solitary, nasty, brutish and short. There always has to be a government, he argued, even if they're not very nice ones, because otherwise there'll be a war of all against all. So the last two lines of the poem says, without someone with oversight, it all ends up in a big bun fight. So who's the someone with oversight?
Prime Minister?
Well,
it could be you, because you're the person who gets to decide if we have the marshmallow or not.
Oh, I've already decided that's mine.
No, that's illegal. You don't give us the marshmallow.
Fine,
sorry about that. Are there any current news stories that you can think of where we're arguing at the moment about something that we all want? It's one of the most precious things in the world at the moment.
I've not really seen the news lately.
I think I've not either.
Okay. What I was talking about was vaccines. And in particular, do you know that there's an argument between AstraZeneca, one of the vaccine manufacturers,
and
the EU?
They're saying they want some of Britain's vaccine, although we signed up a lot earlier. And that's putting pressure on AstraZeneca because the owner of AstraZeneca is French.
So you did know, well done. We have, at the moment, vaccinated over 10.5 million people, and the EU has barely started. So, of course, they want their supply, and they've already been told that there's going to be a shortfall. So they want to have an allocation of the resource that we think is ours. A couple more things I wanted to point out in the poem. Can you spot the alliteration? We mentioned it earlier. There's three that I can see.
Again?
When you repeat a letter to give it emphasis.
Is it big bun?
Yes, and
is it, which stanza will it be in?
Well, the first line of the second stanza.
Shop shelves were stripped.
Yeah, so you've got the shush and you've got the stir.
Till they
left. Halfway through the third stanza, our own shop shelves, bun fight, and so forth. Two questions. Which one is rhetorical?
How much food do you think we actually do?
And why is that rhetorical?
Because it's not like, actually going.
It's not going.
How much do you think we do? It's saying.
It's just saying like.
How much do you think we do to have to buy that much?
It's like for effect.
Yeah, well done. And the third question was about a pun. And on the second line of the second stanza, key workers spent, found nothing there. Why do you think I've used spent in that context?
Because they've pretty much used all their energy, and then they've come to those shops to find that everyone else who hasn't been working as hard as they have taken everything.
Well done. So spent has been used with a double meaning, and consumed later feeds back to that, doesn't it? So let's go back to today's question. Why do we need a government?
wasn't any government,
everything would descend into chaos. There'd be no one to make the rules, no one to say, you have to go to school, otherwise you're not going to make any money. There'd be no one to say, you have to pay people. Everything that people have worked so hard for could collapse really quickly. People could go out stealing things and there's no one that they could call because there is no law, there is no order. The only thing they can do is fend for themselves. Then it would be utter chaos. People would think, well, what do we do with this virus?
Well, well done. I think that's a really good answer. So, Nincompoop, would you like to add anything to that?
Well, from earlier on, I noticed something like about how if there was no prime minister or president, it would go crazy. But like, then they could just go for mansions and some of the biggest houses for free.
Well.
Well, no more buildings would be made because the builders aren't being paid.
Well, well done. I think that's a really good answer. That's brilliant. I'm going to read the poem Bun Fight by me, Miranda Duffy. So you can pause it and ask your own questions at home. It started on the rumour mill. This bug made people really ill. What seemed like very far away was here, right now, and here to stay. Don't hoard, they said. To no surprise, we hurried out and grabbed supplies. Stay in. Shut down. We all took fright. And it ended up in a big bun fight. Shop shelves were stripped till they were bare. Key workers spent, found nothing there. The shops ran out of loo roll too. Just how much poo do you think we do? No pasta, flour, fresh veg or rice. We'd all ignored the state's advice. Survival traits of feed or flight can all end up in a big bun fight. Enough, said those who have the role of public order to control. Elected as they are to lead, decide and judge what others need. For if consumed by our own excess, life's nasty, brutish, short, a mess. Without someone with oversight, it all ends up in a big bun fight. Well, thank you, Carrot and some Nincompoop for that. If you've enjoyed our podcast, please tell your friends and leave a rating or review.
Like 5 stars.
Marshmallow!
Am I getting it?
Thank you all for listening. Bye!
Did you have to bring that marshmallow?
Bye!
Bye! Marshmallow!
I've got some more. Go on.
Where's the more?
Rollicking Politics is part of Gone to the Dogs Productions Limited. For more information, see rollickingpolitics.co.uk or on Twitter and Facebook at rollickingp or search for the showreel of our theatre production. Rocks, spelt ROX. Paper and the Scissors on YouTube. Music by Jamie Valentine.